Once again, we return to that old mansion on the hill overlooking the Bay of Inverness. Its windows are like a thousand eyes turned inward, and its doors, hinged on time, open into endless space. Jack, Bojo, and Claudine have discovered a secret room containing an old steam-driven slide projector. They fired up the ancient coal furnace in the cellar. As the steam rose up the pipes, the glass slides within the projector began to whirl around. An image of a city appeared in the center of the room. It wasn't merely a flat black-and-white photo. It was a Victorian stereoscopic three-dimensional photograph created not by just shadows and light, but also swirling particles of steam. Jack, Mojo, and Claudine realized they could mentally move about this city. It was as though they were strolling through the streets of some strange Victorian dream. Needless to say, they were intrigued. And now, it's the middle of the night. But Jack is wide awake. He goes downstairs to make himself a cup of hot chocolate, and finds Claudine sitting at the kitchen table.
So you can't sleep either.
Yeah, I see you've made yourself hot chocolate.
Would you like some?
Oh, don't get up. I'll get it. Claudine, are you okay?
I don't know.
Well, maybe the chocolate will help.
Do you know what I want?
No.
I want to dream.
Yeah. I guess we all do.
Why is it? Why is it so fascinating?
I don't know.
Is the furnace still hot?
I doubt it.
I want to dream.
Yeah, I know.
There's something there.
It's like an opiate.
Do you mean an opium dream? I don't know what that is.
Well, in one sense, it's like daydreaming. But it's also like a kind of bilocation. Being able to be in two places at the same time.
Do you mind putting in more coal? I'll help.
Oh, sounds like someone's joining us.
Oh, I hope it's not Sanford.
Do you plan to tell him?
I don't know. What do you think?
I think he'll notice that something is going on.
I figured you two were down here.
Oh. You can't sleep either.
You want some hot chocolate?
I would, but I don't think that's going to help me get back to sleep.
We were talking about getting the furnace going again.
Well, I don't mind doing some stoking to get things smoking.
Shh. Let's not wake up Sanford.
Come on, Mojo. I think it's time to feed the cast iron monster.
You mean Mr. Steamy? Well, there's nothing like going down the cell in the middle of the night to shovel metal anthracite.
Jack and Mojo find that the furnace is still warm. The coal quickly ignites, and soon, hot water is running through the veins of the old mansion. Our adventurous trio once again climbs the steps of the tower to the tiled room with its strange dreams powered by steam.
Projector's back up to speed. Looked like we're getting our city back.
Yeah. I guess we're all going our separate ways again, huh? What area are you exploring, Mojo?
I'm just trying to get an overview of things. How about you?
Well, I'm going back to the mansion. I have a feeling there are things I have yet to see.
Claudine?
I'm going to stand out in the street and listen.
Well, I'll see you both when we all run out of steam.
They each go their separate ways. Of course, they're really just standing there within the shadows and light emanating from that strange cast iron steam projector. Mojo returns to the bridge. An enormous zeppelin is suspended in the sky high above him.
Now, either I bring that zeppelin down here, or I learn how to fly. I like the idea of flying, but until I turn into light, I think I'm going to stay grounded. So let me see if I can bring that zeppelin down to me.
Mojo uses his little technique. It's something he does at least once each day, and that is to simply stop, take three conscious breaths, and then smile and feel the warmth flow through his body.
Man, that feels good. Now I'll just be cool and bring that Zeppelin on down to Mojo.
And meanwhile, Jack is now standing in the street looking up at what appears to be a stereoscopic photograph of the original Mansion of Inverness. Except, it's a photo he can enter and move about within, even though he moves as though you're in a dream.
I'm not sure why I've returned. I don't know if there's anything more for me to see here. But I feel it's drawing me back. Does it want something from me? Or am I just imagining it? Or maybe I'm simply crazy.
It's just like heaven.
What? There are people standing there, but there's no one near enough to have whispered in my ear. Oh, you've got to be kidding. That song didn't exist back then. Of course. There is the possibility this is some sort of alternative reality. Whether we want to accept it or not, life is filled with alternative realities. Sometimes we step from one to another without even being aware of it. I wonder how much of this I'm making up. I can't distinguish between a dream, a daydream, and my own imagination taking me on this little trip. Within us are so many worlds. If I could only... Oh my God. There it is.
Jack's jaw drops.
Holy smokes.
He's staring at a photographic image of the original mansion with its three towers. And there, slowly forming out of the swirling particles of steam, is the ghostly image of the fourth tower of Inverness.
It just appeared out of nowhere. Just for me. I think I'm going to wait out here and see what happens. If I go dashing in there, I have the feeling I may never find my way out.
Let's leave Jack for the moment as he struggles with the temptations of that ghostly tower. And let's return to Claudine, who has temptations of her own.
Stay.
What are you saying?
Stay with me.
Why?
Do you miss me?
Who are you?
You remember?
Do I know you?
Stay with me.
And what will happen?
You will be with me.
Did that happen to the others?
Why do you ask?
Because none of this exists.
Did you forget?
What?
They said that to you.
When?
When we were together.
We were never together.
You remember?
I don't remember.
Your beliefs stand in your way.
Here, Zeppy. Come on down here. That's right. Come a little closer. Give me that old zoom-in effect. That's it. You may be getting grainy, but you're getting closer.
The Zeppelin now fills the sky. Its shadow covers the city. Mojo reaches up, stretching out his arms, and finally his fingertips touch the surface of the great airship.
I can't be sure what's really happening, but my fingers believe they're feeling Zeppelins again. It feels real nice.
Is there anyone on board? In the cockpit? Or do they call that the gondola?
Oh, yeah. I see people. They're all dressed up and looking fine. Maybe I'm in time for cocktails. Hey, man. There's even a piano.
As though slipping through a thin membrane, Mojo steps into the gondola and glides over to the piano. His hands pass through the keys. Nothing is solid.
No boogie-woogie tonight. I'm not going to get this joint hopping, not on this shadow piano. But if I can feel this Zeppelin skin, why can't I touch the keys? Maybe things are only as solid as I believe they are. Just like in a dream, if you think it's real, then it's real enough.
Mojo sits down at the piano. The bench feels soft, padded in leather. He turns his head as though to announce his first song, but then he stops and looks out through the windows of the great Zeppelin.
Oh man, were you this high up? I got up here. Now I don't know how I'm gonna get down. But I am here, so anyone have a request? Okay, just thought I'd ask.
Mojo begins to play. As he plays, he relaxes. He becomes Mojo the Piano Man. And as he continues to play, the passengers in the lounge of the great Zeppelin seem to waken. He can hear their voices. He can smell their cigarettes. And now and then, he can breathe in the elegant scent of an expensive perfume.
Maybe I better start playing Putting on the Ritz.
And back in Inverness, that is the holographic image that is almost identical to the Inverness Jack calls home, things are beginning to appear far more substantial. Jack can feel the cobblestones beneath his feet. He can hear voices. But still, there is no movement. After all, this is just a photograph, isn't it?
At first, it appeared to be a stereoscopic black and white photo, but now there are colors and sound. And a solidness that wasn't there before. How much of this is real? Is any of it? Am I creating it? Well, as long as I'm here, let's see what happens if I try to enter the fourth tower of Inverness.
And so Jack enters the mansion. But when he attempts to step through the wall, as he's done before...
Ouch! Is it really this dense? Or is it me? I'll bet I can step through these walls. But for the amount of effort it might take, it's easier just to use the door, I guess.
Once again, Jack finds himself going down the steps into the cellar. He finds a door. Behind the door is an oval mirror. He leaps into the oval mirror, and Jack Flanders is back inside the fourth tower of Inverness.
It's not the same. There are no clouds floating below. Or are there? If I think it, I begin to see it. And then I begin to believe it. So I'll just walk on across and act as though everything is solid as stone. Okay. Now for the steps leading up into the tower. Well, onwards and upwards.
And so Jack climbs higher and higher into the tower. On each level, there is a door. He stops. He listens.
The music. It's coming from higher up. If I keep climbing, I'm going to run out of tower.
But at the seventh door...
I should have known. The old magic seven. Well, that music has lured me up here. But I've never been this high before. Let's see what will happen when I open the door. There's nothing. Not even space. Just blank. Is my mind supposed to fill it in? What will happen if I step out into nothing? Will something be there? Or will I just fall forever?